All right, hey, today I want to talk about how to win the contractor fight. You know, and it's funny, the first thing that comes to my mind when I think about winning this fight is, I remember a time a couple years ago, I was traveling, I was going to speak somewhere, and I'm walking through an airport terminal, and it's incredibly busy, and as I'm walking, I'm noticing that everyone's looking at me and, like, smiling, and of course, this is, like, feeding my ego, and, you know, after, like, a minute of walking through, you know, this airport terminal and people just looking at me and smiling and all this other stuff, I'm starting to think, like, hey, I'm all that, you know, I must be handsome or something. And and so I get to the gate that I'm supposed to get to, and as I sit down, I realize that as I'm sitting down, something catches my eye that's, as my butt is hitting the chair, I see this white thing hanging between my legs, and it was toilet paper. So I've been walking through the airport, you know, for several minutes, thinking I'm all that, right? And when in reality, I had this big thing of toilet paper hanging from my pants, because Nate, you know, duty called before I got on my plane, of course. And, you know, so bottom line, guys, is I was clueless. I was thinking everything was great. I was thinking I was all cool. I was looking good. And, you know, when the reality was, is I was looking like a fool. And so I see that a lot in contractors. You know, we think we're looking good. We think we're all that. We think, you know, because we have high revenue, because we have really nice trucks and a nice website, and, you know, we got the cool shirts, and we have a lot of people, and all these other, what I call vanity metrics. You know, look how much revenue I have. Look how many trucks I have. Look how many guys I have. When the reality is we're walking around looking like a fool because there's other things going on behind the scenes in our business that if they were revealed, you would have been feeling like me when you realized that you had a, you know, 3 foot long trail of toilet paper hanging between your legs. Okay, so it's never good. And really it's, you know, that's kind of what the hamster wheel is all about. You know, we talk about being on the hamster wheel here, and it's, you know, fighting the contractor fight is being real with yourself. And it's, number one, realizing that you're in a fight. You are in a fight, like it or not. And the sooner you realize that you're in a fight, the better it's going to be for you, your people, your business, your family, and everything. And that all starts with owning your crap. You know, we talk a lot about owning our crap here. And I'm going to read to you guys a couple things. Like, I'm not going to go a lot into some of my crap because I've shared it on here before, but, you know, bottom line is, I mean, I've been bankrupt. I've had a marital separation. I've, you know, been a shitty leader and a crappy father at times, and had just about every problem under the sun. And when I look back, I can trace all of those back to a point in time when I chose to make a certain decision. And so my crap, you know, when I look back and I own my crap, I'm like, hey, everything that's not going the way that I want it to go in my life is the result of a decision that I made, and I have to own that. And the flip side is true of that. Every good thing that you want, everything that you want in your life or in your business is on the other side of a good decision. So, you know, I hear from you guys all the time. You jump on the Facebook group, you send me emails, you know, and I get things like, you know, Paco says, you know, in our Facebook group, the Contractor Fight private group, he's like, here's what I need to own, my mindset. You know, a lot of times I feed my mind that I don't deserve to make more money and that I haven't worked hard enough, that I don't deserve to work less and make more. All right, like, this is the stuff that I'm getting. Or Billy says, you know, here's some more of my crap. I just gave a bid for $800, and the accountant for the cemetery that he was bidding the job for told him to make it $1,000 just to cover himself. And Billy says, okay, basically my customers are telling me to charge more. This is bad. Okay, I can go on and on here, guys. You know, Vern says, I don't say what I need to say. When I need to say it, I don't say it. I'm too worried what the workers are going to say behind my back. I can organize and coordinate pretty well, but I suck at straightening out the disrespectful people or telling the lazy ones to get off their ass and do something productive. You know, Alfred says, I need to get more organized and keep better track of my numbers. I have no idea where I'm at financially. He's got a painting company in Philly. Benjamin says, I need to stop saying yes when customers ask me to do extra stuff and not charging them for it. I need to stop being afraid to increase my hourly rate. And on and on and on. I mean, I have page after page after page after page of, you know, men and women who are in this fight, you know, grinding away and struggling, okay? You know, Ron is a contractor. He's a painting contractor in California. He's 53 years old, 54 years old. And I get emails from Ron every month or two. And, you know, one of the things he shared in one of his emails to me was, you know, I'm reading it right now, basically says, you know, it would be impossible for me to use the higher end products from my paint suppliers. The homeowner is just not interested in these products. Okay, and this is part of a long email. Well, basically, Ron's got some head trash. He's got some crap he's got to deal with, because I believe you get what you're looking for, okay? So, guys, you got to own your crap. That's the first step in this contractor fight. Well, number one is you got to realize that you're in a fight. And number two, you need to own your crap. You need to get real with where you're at. And then you need to choose. All right, imagine yourself standing on train tracks, and to the left is... You know, the tracks going to the left and on the look to the right, and the tracks are going to the right, and you've been going to the right, and now you're going to own your crap and you're going to choose to go to the left. And the sooner that you choose to take a step in the right direction and own your crap and do something about it, the sooner you are going to turn things around in your life, in your business. All right. Third thing here that comes to mind when I think about fighting the contractor fight. You've got to be fanatical about two things. Number one, fanatical clarity, and that's just, you know, getting massively clear. Like a lot of people will say, I want to have a better relationship with my family. Okay, well, who doesn't want that? Okay, specifically spell it out. What does that mean? Because the less clear you are, the more vague you are, the more mediocre you're going to be. But the more clarity you have in your life and in your business, the more progress that you're going to make. If you are also fanatical about the second thing we talk about a lot, and that's consistency. Once you're clear on where you want to go, you got to identify the things that are going to get you there, and those are your big rocks. Those are the things that you do without compromise. They're non-negotiables. You do them every stinking day without exception. All right? When you do that, when you are fanatically clear, brutally clear, and that's going to cause you to eliminate some things in your life. There's been a lot of things I've had to chop out of my life because I want to grow this community. I want to grow my contractor sales academy. All right. And that means that I have to make some tough choices from time to time and get really clear. There might be other good opportunities, but it doesn't mean that I need to pursue those. And then the consistency, I always think about, you know, being like a Swiss watch, man, being that reliable, that consistent. You know, I'm like clockwork. I show up, I do the work that needs to be done, and I do it first before I get hijacked by a bunch of other things. So got to have that fanatical clarity. Then we get into taking control. This one's huge. Let me take a sip of my drink here. Drinking some herbal tea, and it's getting cold. So anyway, because I'm trying not to be, you know, all geeked up on caffeine. So anyway, you want to fight the contractor fight, you got to be committed to taking control of the things that you can control without exception. Too many of us are blaming the things around us instead of just controlling the things that we have control over. And when I look back at my life, you know, whether it be my marriage, my family, my finances, my businesses, my employees, if I'm honest with myself, which I am, pretty much 100% of the things that are not going the way I want them to go are the result of me not controlling the things I have control over. You know, you got an issue with your spouse, control what you can control. Don't worry about them. You know, you feel like customers are cheap, like Ron was talking, nobody will ever pay the amount of money that, you know, to use good and high-end products. That's bullshit. There's plenty of people that will pay that amount of money. Okay, but he's not focusing on what he can focus on. Instead, he's worried about outside, you know, conditions and things like that. There's three main areas here of focus that I want to encourage you to take massive control on. And the first is your brand story. Everything you do and everything you don't do tells a story. How you look, your website, how you communicate with people, where you park, how you knock on the door, what your guys look like, how you, you know, do you communicate with people? Do you clean up? It's all these things, okay? But everything tells a story. And the beautiful thing about our day and age now with technology and social media and the online world and smartphones and YouTube, you have an opportunity to bring people behind the curtain and tell the story about your company. You know, I often hear people complaining, contractors complaining about it's hard to find, you know, good employees that want to come to work for me. Man, I get that. That's a struggle, but it's a struggle for everybody, not just you. And the companies that have less problems finding and keeping great employees are the ones that tell a better story. They're not boring in their job ads. You know, they make some videos and then building cool stuff, painting cool things, you know, having fun as a team, and it's attractive. They put it in front of the eyeballs of the people that are their ideal candidates. So if you're looking for younger guys to come into the trade, younger people that to work for you in labor or whatever it might be, then frickin' jump on Instagram and be relevant there, because that's where the young eyeballs are. And show the type of company that you're building. Show that you're making good money. Show that there's a future. Okay, tell the story. And this is not just for attracting business. This is for attracting people. All right, so if you want to fight the fight, you got to have the right people on the bus. And I personally believe that that all starts with telling the right story.
Hey, how do you know that you're having a sales problem? You know, just because you have a high closing rate and you have work on the calendar doesn't mean that your sales are dialed in. In fact, I've found with the hundreds of people that I've worked with over the years that some of the indicators of having a sales problem are things like tension at home over the finances, or, you know, maybe you're missing deadlines on projects. You can't find and keep winners and grow your team, so you feel like you're starting over every year from scratch building your team. Maybe you don't have an emergency fund set up in your business, or your debt just continues to grow and climb and you never get off that debt hamster wheel. Well, listen, whatever it is for you that you're feeling, take a look in the mirror and really get clear and honest about where you're at with your business, and consider checking out the Contractor Sales Academy. See, it's possible to go from low and unprofitable sales to plenty of high profit work. It's possible to go from having no systems and processes in place, which cost you money, all right, to, you know, creating a well-oiled profit machine. It's possible to go from not being able to find and keep kick-ass people for your team, to go from that to building a strong and growing team of winners. Head to the ContractorSalesAcademy.com, www.ContractorSalesAcademy.com/podcast, and you'll be able to fill out a quick little form and see if becoming part of this kick-butt community is a good fit for you. ContractorSalesAcademy.com/podcast. And I look forward to getting on the phone with you and seeing if the Contractor Sales Academy is a good fit for you moving forward in your business. Talk to you soon.
I'm urging you to take total control over the experience that you deliver for your clients. Okay, and that ties into a little bit of the story that I just talked about. But there was a study done a couple years ago by one of these big customer service research companies. And they got all this data from companies and customers and through across all industries. And not surprisingly, 83% of companies claim to offer exceptional customer service. We're awesome. We you know, you ask, pick 10 contractor buddies right now or 10 business owners that you know right now in the next few days and just say, scale of 1 to 10, what kind of service do you guys offer? And I guarantee you they're all going to say 8, 9, or a 10. Okay, we all give great service. 83% of business owners claim, or businesses claim to give exceptional customer service. However, when the clients, the customers, are asked the same question about these companies, only 8% of customers feel that they get great service. That is a huge gap. But that's a gap that you have control of. Okay, again, the paint job, the way the deck looks, all those things, those actually matter less than how people feel when they work with you. Of course you need to produce great work. So put that aside for a minute. That's a given. All right, but how do they feel? Was it a pain in the ass getting a hold of you, getting you out to the house, getting you to return a phone call? You know, every night when you left the job site, did the family feel like they had to clean up after you guys and you gave them a to-do list? When you get the experience right, some amazing things happen. Okay, people bitch less about your prices. They refer you to people that also have money. They call you back to do more work. They refer you more. It goes on and on and on and on. You build stronger relationships when you focus on the experience and you have control over that. I've talked extensively on this show about that. Final area that I've also talked a lot about on this show about taking control is the sales process. You have control over the sales process. You can tell me differently, but you 100% have control over who you work for, who you go to see, who you don't go to see, and what you charge them. Okay, you might feel that the market dictates it, your competitors dictate it. No, they don't. You do. So quit thinking otherwise. When your phone rings, pre-qualify them. Have a conversation. Figure out why they called you. What's important to them? Hey, is it cool if we talk about money? All right, listen, am I designing you a $10,000 thing or a $50,000 thing? Oh my God, we didn't think this would be more than $2,000. Okay, well, what do you think we should do next? I think you should get lost, Tom, and I'm going to call somebody else. Great. See, guys, that's a win because I didn't go out there and tap dance and jump on the hamster wheel and waste 2, 3, 4, 5 hours of my life. Some of you guys are wasting days putting drawings together and shit like that, and you're never going to get the job. Okay? When you take control of the sales process, it also does something else. It not only protects your time and their time, not only makes you more money and helps you sell at higher rates, okay? Sorry, so I'm in a hotel and somebody just, I think room service just knocked on my door here. Oh, not room service, I mean the cleaning people. All right, but the other thing that it does, other than giving you time and money, is it builds your confidence. And when you're working with a prospect and you're confident, they're more likely to hire you. People want to be around confident people. They want to be around people that know their craft, that are the experts. You know, my wife and I right now are, you know, working with a realtor and we put an offer in on a house. And I literally said to her, you know, she asked about us doing a counter offer. We offered, they countered, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? That's Todd's decision. He sells houses every day. We've known Todd for years. He's a good friend. I trust the guy. That's why I hired him. All right. If we get this house in the next couple months here, or close on it in the next couple months, I'm going to have some work done in the house. All right. My buddy Doug. Doug's going to come in, and I'm basically going to defer to Doug and go, what are your ideas on this? What do you think we should do here? Blah, 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 blah. Yes, I'm in the contracting world. Okay, but Doug's a pro at what he does with remodeling and some things like that. And because he's confident, I'm not talking to anyone else. I'm not getting any other bids. And whatever Doug tells me it costs, I'm pretty much paying it. Okay, that's just how it's going to go. With the exception of I'm going to have my boys rip out some carpet and knock down some popcorn ceilings and some things like that because they could stand to do that. Okay, but guys, when you're confident, you will be more confident when you take control of the sale, and people want to hang out. They want to do business with confident people. Last thing I want to talk about here today about the contractor, fighting the contractor fight, is the importance of your community. It's the importance of your community. If you are not in a community that is calling you to own your crap, calling you out of your bullshit, encouraging you when you need it, you know, support and all that stuff, telling you the truth, then you're in trouble because we become who we hang out with. It's that simple. You want to know where you're going in life? Look at who you're hanging out with. That's where you're going. Another benefit of having a strong community of, listen, whether you hire a coach, whether you join the Contractor Sales Academy, whether you have a bunch of guys in your area that you get together once or twice a month and have a beer and you talk about business and life, and it's just a mentorship group or mastermind or whatever you want to call it. Okay, I don't care how this comes, but the benefit of making sure that you're hanging around with the right people is this. You've all heard Malcolm Gladwell wrote a book a long time ago, and in the book he talked about you don't become a total expert in something until you put in about 10,000 hours. So you want to play guitar and be kick-ass at it, you got to put in like 10,000 hours of practice. You want to be an amazing salesperson, 10,000 hours of practice. Carpenter, whatever. Well, the benefit of being in the right community with the right people who are like-minded, who are pushing one another, and this and that, is you will be able to borrow from their 10,000 hours. So that's how you fast-track it. Right now, some of you are listening to this thing, you wonder why you can't get off the hamster wheel, you wonder why you can't get over $200,000-$400,000, you wonder why you can't make more than 50 grand a year, wonder why you can't pay your debt down, wondering why you can't find guys. It's because you haven't put yourself in a position, in an environment, where you can borrow the 10,000 hours of wisdom and experience from other people. I have fast-tracked so many things in my life and in my career because I'm picky about who I hang out with. All right, so listen, to recap here today, before I get going. Wake up and realize that you're in a fight. Then you got to own your crap. Brutally own your shit. Okay, if you can't own your crap, no progress can ever be made. It's that simple. Then you need to get fanatical about being clear with what you want and being fanatically consistent about showing up each and every day and doing work. All right, listen, I just, you know, interviewed my buddy Ryan Mickler again from Order of Man. He's built an amazing community for men. You should check it out, orderofman.com. Listen to the podcast, this and that. I was on his show over a year ago. He was on mine over a year ago. And just last week, I interviewed him, and it'll come out here in the next few weeks. And, you know, we're talking, and Ryan's like, you know, dude, everyone thinks that I have something that they don't, that I have something special, that I've been able to build this massive community of men around the world. And he's like, all I did was I showed up. I got clear about what I wanted, and I showed up every day without excuse. All right. And so many of you complicate this. You wonder why your business isn't better, because you haven't gotten clear and you haven't been consistent. It's no more complicated than that. All right. Then we need to move into taking control, like we talked about our story, our experience, and our sales process. And then finally, you've got to make sure that you are in the right community with the right people that are going to help call you higher in your life, in your business. And when you continue to do that, the ceiling of your potential raises every day, every week, every month, every year, and you live an amazing, kick-ass life. So guys, hopefully this gives you a little nudge today. Hopefully this provided a little bit of encouragement for you to keep grinding and doing the things that you need to do. Get clear, be real, all the stuff we talked about here today. Travis, bring in the guitars, and we'll see you guys next time on The Fight.